Miss Me last week?
I did.
Again?
Yes.
I feel like I feel like I'm like absent a lot.
You're like the bad kid in school that we're going to send the principal's note home.
It's just like so like, sad.
Can you please send your daughter Cassidy to school, please?
I look forward to Wednesday so much. And then like when something happens, I'm like,
fuck. You're going to need like a truancy officer.
Yeah, that's it.
Like on Wednesdays, like, I get up, I put my shampoo, condition, mousse, mascara, foundation. I put clothes on because the other days I just look like I look like Gravel Gertie.
See? Not everybody knows who that is.
My mom used to say that all the time. You're looking like Gravel Gertie. If you look her up online, Google Gravel Gertie.
She made me do it.
She was a... Yeah. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
I feel like my mom will call me like Raggedy Ann.
No, yeah, Gravel Gertie.
Or you look like who
Gravel Gertie was a woman who lived in a gravel pit in a rural area outside of Dick Tracy City. She was depicted as an extremely homely with bulging eyes.
Wait, can I see a picture? I
relate to her.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, Gravel Gertie. So like... When you're not feeling hot,
wait.
You look
I
like
need
gravel
to see. Show it to me.
Gravel.
Hold on.
I'm Gravel Gertie.
Grovel.
I like to grovel.
Dick Tracy's Gravel Gertie.
Can I see a fucking picture?
She's just like
no.
a hot mess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I know who it is, but
I remember. Vaguely.
I just never referenced her as much as you do.
This is like a. I remember her vaguely. I remember my mom, when I would go to school, be like, why are you looking like Gravel Gertie? I'm
she
like, bitch,
like
you don't know how to brush my hair.
Well, maybe your mom was like a big like Dick Tracy fan.
No, she was just like, she has all those like mamarisms.
Yeah, my
Bubbles
mom.
Bubbles LaRue.
We call them, I forgot what we call them. We have like a book.
We call
for my mom that we write down every time she says some crazy word, and we're like, that's not even like a thing.
My mom has a book like that for me. Yeah. It's called My Quotable Kid. It is jam-packed.
For my mom's birthday one year, we did her mom Tararisms. Her name's Tara. And whenever me and my sisters used to go out when we were younger and we look like you know, skanky, like our tits were out, mom would be like, why are you looking like Bubbles LaRue going out of the house? I'm like, who the fuck is Bubbles LaRue? It was like a stripper or a hooker.
Now we know where you get it from, Cass.
She's from Queens. She goes, hooah. So we used to like die laughing when she said whore back in the day because she'd be like, a hooah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why are you looking like a hooah? I'm like, what? A what?
Pardon.
Pardon my French. Anyway, I miss you guys.
Hey.
Jay, you went to a concert.
I did. I went down to Tampa. That was my little trip to Florida. I went to Tampa to go see Glorilla and Megan Thee Stallion, and it was a phenomenal experience.
I didn't even know who Glorilla was.
Yeah.
And I Googled her, and it was interesting.
She's awesome.
I know Megan Thee Stallion. Everyone knows Megan Thee Stallion, whatever.
I know. I love Meggie Megs.
But it got me to thinking, what was your favorite concert you've ever been to? Mine. Was the Backstreet Boys. I'm a big Backstreet Boy girl.
When
big
did you go?
Fucking sink. I went good. To like...
I don't like the Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
You're disgusting. Quit then. Fuck you.
I'm a... Hold on.
Go ahead. Just get your finger stuck in there again.
I have a
hold
family
on.
Friend
no.
who's an
no.
avid
We're
friend
still...
of Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, well, hold on.
Give her a minute.
I am a big Backstreet Boy fan, okay? Like, me and my friends, we love the Backstreet Boys. I wore a t-shirt because I loved AJ, obviously, because I love the bad boys. And we all wore t-shirts, and my t-shirt said, my boobs are larger than life for AJ.
That's actually cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, I could tell you all their albums, every song, my favorite song. I love the Backstreet
love
Boys.
That.
I would be the one, I was the girl crying. In the stadium.
Wait a minute. How old were you when they came out?
All ages.
They came out.
Like, I don't know. I don't. They've been around for like 30 years now. I'm going to be 37 September. So like eight. I had posters.
So like the Backstreet Boys were like my like new kids on the block. But I still wasn't obsessed with them like that. They were fun.
My God.
TD,
you're,
man.
You're trash. You're a piece of trash. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have to say. I would cry at the things. Like, Girl Scouts troops would be in front of me, and I would literally, like, push them out of my way to be like, let me
You're
see
like a
my
terrible human.
100%.
Push those Girl Scouts.
Yeah, you are. At least you admit it.
Cry hysterically. Forget it. Anyway, since she is busy, Leah, what's your favorite concert you've ever been to?
Just a little bit.
So, last year, I went to see Drake.
Oh.
That was amazing. I really loved that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Is he
a great
good in
performance.
Concert?
What?
Is he like a good entertainer?
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
opened for
he
him?
He was like taking shots and everything. Ugh. Oh, shit. It was like, I think it was it 21 Savage? I think it was 21
Ooh.
Savage.
It was like,
21.
I was going to say, was it like a double whammy of like goodness?
Oh,
it
that
was,
probably.
Ugh. It was really good. I loved it. I went with my dad, actually.
Oh, is dad a big Drake fan?
Yes, very big Drake fan.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was a good moment for us. But yeah, he was a great performer. He was taking shots during like the show.
Did he dance?
Had like a whole he had like a whole DJ moment. Yeah, it was really good.
Gia Rihanna?
Most of the concerts I've been to have been the Jonas Brothers. I don't go to a lot of concerts, but a majority of the Jonas Brothers, but I really think that Meg Thee Stallion was my favorite concert because I feel so passionately about this woman. I know literally every last word. But I am going to see Avril Lavigne later on in the summer.
Oh, that's gonna
be good. We'll see how it pans out.
Wow.
But I'd say Meggie Megs, I loved her. It felt like a girls' night. Like it was like a girls' night.
Was
like,
that a lot of girl, a lot of females there?
Yeah, it was like mostly all women. She literally, like in one of her songs, it's like a rock song, Cobra. And she's like talking about like being depressed and her parents are dead and this and that.
Oh, and her parents dead?
Yeah. What's and so her sad? Grandma, who I believe raised
Sorry,
her.
Meg.
Yeah. So I love her. She's literally just crying throughout that whole song.
Wow.
And she was just like, and they were like, the energy here is so good. I know they say it at every concert, but I think it was good energy.
Okay.
And it was so fun. Like, it was just such good energy there. I had a thrilling time. I couldn't stop saying I was thrilled.
That's amazing.
I was doing cartwheels.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Yours.
I'm unpopular opinion. I hate concerts. And I've been to a couple, but nothing where I was like, this is
amazing. Had like an animatic experience.
Well, it's like, too many people for me. I don't like it. It's like, it's
one,
way too
favorite?
Many. I don't really, like, honestly, I don't really, I saw Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, and I was just like, yes, cool.
Wait.
But I've seen, like, other concerts, like, I've been to, like,
Did
I don't
you
know.
Go see Jimmy Buffett?
No. I'm actually not a huge Jimmy Buffett fan.
Buffett.
You know what's really funny? I'm trying to think. We went to, like, a lot of, like, Jones Beach concerts. I don't even really remember.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to call my mom and be like, what concerts did you bring me to? And I honestly don't really remember.
Yeah.
I did, like, a freestyle concert one time at Jones Beach when I was a teenager.
Like,
I don't even remember who was.
Like a rap concert?
I feel like you would have seen
freestyle, like music, like freestyle music.
What the fuck is that? Like
how do you describe freestyle music? I don't know. Fucking, I'm not singing.
Santana?
No, it's like a song. I don't know how to describe freestyle. It's like a mix between like pop and like dance and weird. I don't really like freestyle music. It's weird.
There's no such thing as freestyle music.
I swear to God, Gia, look it up on your phone. Look it up on the computer.
I'm actually really surprised that you don't like concerts, considering you are so into music in general.
Yeah, no.
Like, I feel like
weird.
I need to research
it's the crowds.
Thing.
Yeah,
I
music's
also
my
don't
thing.
Like the crowds.
But
like
it's
the
too
crowds.
Many people for me, and I get very overwhelmed, and it gives me anxiety.
Are you freestyle or Latin freestyle?
Oh, I can't. It's not
dance
Latin
music that's emerged in the, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Latin.
Well, it is.
No, so. But, oh, maybe it is Latin. I honestly, anyway. I really don't know. But yes, I mean, I know it's a genre of music.
All right, you're weird. Okay, so if Stevie Nicks was in concert tomorrow,
100%.
My friend is going to see her.
Funny story. Stevie Nicks, Madison Square Garden. I was like, I want to go to this concert so bad, and I could not bring myself to do it. So, whatever. Unless I have, like, a VIP section where I'm away from everyone.
Because
I've
that.
Been to, like, Yankee games.
Yeah.
I'm like, Paul, don't get shitty seats because I'm not going.
You know what? Yeah. I get that. Need to be... I don't like that either.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be bougie, but for my own peace of mind, I need to be away because I get anxiety. So, don't bring me...
No, I get that. But I'm at the age now, too, with my friends. Like...
Too many people.
If we're going to if we go to the Hamptons every summer, like I'm not going unless I get a table. That
You're
sounds
going
bougie
where?
As fuck. But
that
like
is,
I'm not.
Yeah,
do not talk
that's
to me
the same
unless
as concerts though.
No, it is because there's too many people. Like I'm not standing.
Oh, you mean like at like those? Okay, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not fucking standing.
Yeah, no. Jessica does the same thing. Like she'll be
I'm
like, oh,
standing.
Let's go here, and then she'll be like, we're getting a table. Like
no,
we're not.
I'm not doing
like,
that. Like I'm sitting
like
down,
18?
And I'm gonna stand if I want to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Well, there comes a point. It's like when I go to the city now, I'm like, I'm not getting on the subway.
Disgusting.
That's not happening. I'm taking
I went to visit my friend.
I don't care how much it is. I'm getting
in
an Uber. I'm not getting in the subway.
I got
That's
black
disgusting.
Car service there. People Where? Are going to be like, wow, you guys are cunts and not watching us anymore because we're like.
It's not that. Well, listen, at a certain age, when I was in my 20s, absolutely. I'm running around the city using the subway. 100%.
Me
but
walking 20 blocks.
As you get older, then you have kids and you're like, I'm not. No.
No,
you've
you know
done
what?
Enough. At
I've
this
done
point.
Enough. I did it. I don't want to do
yeah,
it again.
Like, I want to be go at my leisure. I want to live life at my leisure, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you get older, it's like you're at a time where you're like, you know what? Like, I work hard enough.
Exactly.
I deserve to treat
I've
myself.
I've done this. I just need to like sit back and relax. I want to have
I bled on the streets of Manhattan in heels. I'm done.
Oh, got it.
I'll sit on a cushioned seat with air conditioner. Anyway, Corinne, I've been sending you like rapid fire stories
yeah,
that I've
you
been
do.
Seeing online
it's
about
crazy.
Body positivity movement.
I know.
Is it dead or do we just what's that word? Siphon?
I feel like we weeded out the bad.
Weeded out the fake assholes.
Mm, yeah.
But before we do that, I want to do, since this is like a bit, I've never seen the show Bridgerton.
Yeah, that's good. We did weed them out.
We did.
I don't watch Bridgerton.
I watched the first season, but yeah. I didn't watch the next. Did you?
I watched the first season. It kind of gave me like strange, weird vibes.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like, it made me feel uncomfortable.
Really?
So yeah. Sydney came up to me, I think when it first aired a couple of years ago, and she was like, and I want to say we were with Sam, and she, not little Sam, Sam Seda, and she was like, I'm going to watch Bridgerton. And then Sam looks at me, she goes, do not let her watch that.
Yeah.
Is it She's risky? Like, it's like porn.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, and at the time, Sydney was like 14.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't let her watch Bridgerton.
So the new season is out, and it's like the main storyline are these two characters, and they have like very steamy romance scenes, and like they're kind of the main characters. Like, did I just... Anyway, this is the girl, beautiful Nicole Coughlin. Yeah,
she's
I think
beautiful.
That's her name.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's so witty.
She's curvy.
She's one of the main characters.
She's the main character. She's the main character in the this she's season, and beautiful. It has a romance with some hottie McFucking hottie.
Okay. Well, okay. Isn't she cute? I think she's like the gossip girl.
She was
of Bridgerton
in the first season, wasn't she?
No, I think she was, but now she's kind of like taking. I don't know. So. I came across this because my algorithm is showing me all this shit now. So I came across this post and it says, when will men stop asking dumb questions and expecting serious answers? We may never know, but we do know it's not today. Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlin had to deal with an idiotic question this week, but luckily she had the perfect response all teed up and ready to go. So we all know Penelope Featherton on the hit Netflix series, which is her character, Penelope. Coughlin was in Dublin for season 3 premiere event where a male journalist told her she was very brave for this role during a Q&A, and it was heavily implied that he was referring to her weight and non-traditional looks for starring in a steamy romance series, not as a villain or the best friend, and as the sexy main love interest. So Coughlin knew just what to say. She goes, you know, it's hard because I think women with my body type, women with perfect breasts, we don't get to see ourselves on screen enough, and she wasn't done there. I'm very proud as a member of the Perfect Breast community. She continued seriously as the audience laughed, and I hope you enjoy seeing them.
That's amazing.
Pretty much like a fuck you. You know what I mean? And also something tells me that Luke Newton, who is the guy that's playing her counterpart, hasn't been called brave for his work on the show because he's like, you know, the average guy. But she's not even, like, she's just got, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She does have great tits. God bless her.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being up there and here it is, this huge show came out and you have this major part in it and everyone loves the show. Bridgerton's such a vibe. You know how many brides are like, I want a Bridgerton themed shower, yes. Bridgerton's wedding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're there in the Q&A and like, oh, you're very brave for this role.
So messed up.
Go to hell. In a fucking handbag. Which also brings me to the comments that we're getting on our post. And everyone out there, you listen to me right now. If you come for me, I'm going after you, your kids, and your fucking dogs.
Okay? Go play Words with Friends. I died.
That's the next topic. True. Go fuck yourself. But anyway, but isn't that awful?
It's awful.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that is?
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine.
But she
handled it.
She handled it well.
And I think that's the best thing you can say. Yeah. That's hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she answered it really well.
Right.
So
she did answer it really well.
I don't even think this is like her first big role because she was in Dairy Girls, which is also like a big show. Really? I never watched it.
Dairy Girls? Like milk?
Not dairy. It's about like these girls. They're Irish because I believe she's Irish and they're at like boarding school or something. My sister and my mom and all of my sister's friends watched it. I did not, but it's like a show. All right. Yeah. And it's like she was. In it, I think she was one of the main girls, and she had like little bangs. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know what? Good for you, Nicole, whatever your name is.
Yeah, she has a great attitude. And she's a big Bravo fan. Well, she's a big Bravo fan. She loves Luann.
Then there's no one better than her.
I know. I love her.
So she's perfect. Anyway, so those few DMs I sent you about the body positivity movement. Some person said it's toxic, and that all these things are. The Victoria's Secret show, and like the Victoria's Secret model show is coming back.
So it's been what? It's been 5 years since Victoria's Secret Models, the show, went out.
Right.
It's been 5 years. It was 2019, 2024, and now it's coming back. But it's not going to be size inclusive.
No. And they're saying that all these influencers now that were once body positive jumped on the Ozempic train and lost all this weight, which is like, disclaimer, if you want to get healthy, get healthy. Like, I'm on this great thyroid inflammation kick right now where, like, I feel better. My bones feel good. Whatever. But the whole thing is it dead? It's not dead. Like, the whole purpose of the body positivity movement was to embrace your body that you're in.
I think
right now, and not
some people will jump on anything because it's in the moment and it's trending, and they were plus size. It made them feel good about themselves to, you know, promote that, like, well, I'm plus size and this is the way that I'm feeling, like, at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now that they're losing weight, they're just going to jump onto the next train. The thing that I don't understand is that now you're saying it's better to be healthy.
Right.
So why are you still not saying size inclusivity?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is not cool. Like, because now you're just dropping that whole other part of, like, what you basically stood for because it's not trending at the moment. That's kind of bullshit.
And people are also, like, they just, like, if someone's heavier, they think, oh, they're not healthy. Meanwhile, I know some people that the fittest, most healthy, could outrun anybody, and they have fat on their bodies.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just nothing to do with whatever, but the whole thing is insane, and that video was wild that I was watching. And there was, and you said, Corinne, that a lot of these influencers did this just to be comfortable in their own skin, but what did they really do? Which is true.
You know,
and that the ones that are taking Ozempic or bullshit have always been bullshit, which is true. Like, fucking Oprah. Like, she just wanted to make money on that whole...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Oprah has been yo-yo dieting since as far back as I could possibly remember. There really wasn't a time where she wasn't, like, up and down. Like, she'd be, for a couple seasons, she'd be plus size, and for a couple seasons, she'd be like, oh, I went on Weight Watchers. Yeah, look at how thin I am. And then she would, you know, bounce back. And then there's a lot of people that have done that, you know. But my thing is, like, just admit it. Just be like, listen, this is not...
Right.
I wanted to be skinny my whole life, and this is it. I mean, listen, I don't think that anyone... even like, you don't have days where you're like, I wonder what it would be like if I was like a size 4.
Right.
I don't think anyone goes through that, but I'm sure that like skinny people don't just be like, oh, I wonder what it would be like if I was a size 18. You're missing out, baby.
But like, some people are like, I saw another reel, like, is it the early 2000s again? Because you remember the early 2000s? I saw that other, there was another pot. What's that girl? She's hilarious. What's her name?
Alex Earl?
No, it was this. It Alex was the woman. She Cooper? Did the reel, and she's on a podcast. Oh,
the girl that goes and she goes in the dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And she tries on clothes. I think everyone's seen this. She tries on clothes, like, in Torrid or
literally
cold,
the funniest thing.
And then she'll come out, and she'll be like, look at me. I'm going for a spot of tea. And then she'll come back out in something else, and she'll be like, I'm working in my office today.
Is it Shauna? Like,
but I don't know. She's a plus size girl. She's really adorable. She's very comical. It's very entertaining to watch
Corinne,
her.
I sent you I think
you I sent love it to those me. Kinds
it
of videos.
It was a while ago, so keep scrolling.
She's where like hilarious. The girls, they go into like the shops and they're like, can I shop here as a plus size girl? And they literally just walk in and go, nope, and just turn out, and they're like, that's not gonna happen.
To me, it just is like, well, we had that girl come in. Mm-hmm. Was she with you that was like, I'm just going to get all of these clothes altered to my body?
No, it wasn't me.
It was at Port Jeff.
Yeah.
She was like, I love this one or two dresses or whatever it was. And then she was like, I'm just going to get them altered.
Yeah.
She was like a large and the dress was like a 1X. So, I mean, it's not like she was going down, but regardless, either way, you're still
altering. Yeah, it's just a little bit of this.
She was just like, I love it. She's like, and it was worth it to her. To get the dress altered. And I was like, that's adorable. Like, you know, she was like, I'm gonna, you know.
I'm trying to
find mine as well.
Good for her.
Also,
you know what? Thank you for supporting small business.
Period.
Juicy Body Goddess, who I know you guys talked about in the last.
Yes. That was Gia.
Who's fabulous. She posted this phenomenal. Breaking news. Fashion Nova's body positivity campaigns are going viral. Look at their body positivity campaign.
Well, that's because they're all skinny.
So I guess the campaign is supposed to be for extra small to 1X.
But since when?
She wrote. I don't see it. Maybe a BBL.
Since when? I thought Fashion Nova went to 3-4X.
Yeah.
I thought so too, but I don't know. Maybe that was
the same. Maybe the whole brand went on Ozempic.
Well, what she wrote, this isn't going viral. That's a lie, but now it will with the caption.
They put the patterns on Ozempic. Sorry, Cassidy.
No, she goes, this is not realistic. 75% of American women are plus size. None are in this ad. A real body positivity campaign is including every type of body. This was a marketing method to get attention, but see how far these companies will go to just get a little attention.
You know, I have two things about that. Number one, I can't stop staring at Cassidy's boobs. They look great.
Again.
I can't. They're right there.
You
they're
know
so
what?
Good.
It's the body suits that I'm wearing these days. And
it
like
matches
the
so
cinched
nice.
Pants. And like, I've always had a small waist.
Period.
So she's, you know, just accentuating it these days. Thank you so much, Gia, for pointing
she's
that out.
And awesome. my number second, yeah. My number two is I feel like with BBLs and stuff like that, they're
what's
being...
a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift. It's when you get the fat put into your butt and then you go
something really dirty. I was like,
Oh. But anyways, I feel like it's almost like, okay, then say you're like a size 10 and you're like, oh, like I have a little flat blood, I want a BBL. Now say you've got to put your pants into a 1X. It's like you're almost kind of doing it like, I don't know. I'm like, I had a thought and it kind of escaped me.
You forgot what it was.
I did kind of forget what
That's what I do.
What, because I took a sip of my drink?
No, not no, because of that.
You
I
messed
think I was
her
just...
up with your
ginormous. No, I had to say it.
But
I had to say it.
They do look so good. But they do. And that was on my list. Tan, forget it.
But
like,
I almost feel like
out.
It's like having when having a big butt serves you and society is when they'll have it. And then it'll go away because now we're in heroin chic.
Yeah, because...
And then everyone in 10 years is going to want a BBL again.
Yeah.
Which hopefully I think we'll have safer, better ways to get a BBL then.
How much is a BBL?
Is it dangerous?
It is dangerous. I would say it's probably around, I mean, I guess it depends where you go, but I feel like if you're like here, I would say it's probably like 20, 25 grand, maybe more, maybe less. I'm not sure because I know a nose job's 10, so I would have to.
I just got a flashback. So I, on my Instagram, I follow, it's like a new podcast. My friend Abel, who works for Baratini Productions, has a podcast, Two Bold Guys or whatever. And their first reel out was, and it was just like guys, like bantering, was about guys are complaining about girls who get BBLs and that they smell.
Oh,
because they're not used to cleaning all that real estate back there.
You just clean your body like you'd clean your body.
No,
I don't
but
understand.
Like apparently like they're just not, I don't know. And I was
that
like,
has to be something that's made up by men because your butt crack doesn't change.
Yeah.
No, it's I guess
ridiculous.
Maybe the under
your actual skin butt.
The under cheek.
Your skin
maybe like,
butt doesn't
maybe like the cheek folds. Yeah. I feel like maybe that, because I know a lot of women.
Your what?
Well, like your cheek folds. You know what I mean? Like where your
in
butt
my butt?
Draw it out.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Like yeah.
I don't know.
Like this
well,
thing.
I don't know. Because I'm, yeah, like the little part
guys.
That goes on your skin.
It's
no,
not like you're
my cheek folds
hole.
Don't, my butt doesn't look like that.
Like a cheek fold.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. There's
like,
a
yeah, girls with the BBLs to get it done. They will have, that's what they
yeah,
get.
Yeah, but it doesn't fold over.
Well, I don't know.
Like it goes like that and then it goes down. It doesn't fold over like a belly, like my butt belly.
But I don't know. Maybe they do, though, because it's, I mean, if someone's getting a botched BBL, I see some and they look a little
okay,
goofy.
Wait, yes, if it's botched and it's like, you'd have to be like, you'd have to have like a saggy
like
rear end. I don't have
stuff?
A saggy rear end. So,
oh, I get it.
So you wouldn't know about that life.
There are people out there that can tell you, I do not have a saggy rear end. I have a nice, big,
it is pretty perky.
Fat ass.
But just so everyone knows.
What?
I don't even care anymore. I'm very proud. I have very wide hips and I have a fat, chunky butt.
I feel like it's perky.
Take that
it
Instagram.
Is
you do have perky ass.
It's not it's just it's just like right there.
But you kind of give
that
be
careful.
Self.
Yeah, it's like
yeah. Be
I'm,
careful.
You know
Samantha
what?
Davis,
I never liked that. And now I'm like
Wisconsin is
going to
comment.
No, I was never cuz I was always like
everyone wants that.
Yeah, I know it's crazy. But now I don't care and but I just have wide hips.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? I didn't have as wide until I had Gianna. Then they progressively got bigger, and I was like, "Oh God,
fuck those kids, man!"
But it's okay. I love my ass now. It's fine. I like it. I look in the mirror. I go like this. Oh,
you
I take pictures.
Today.
I'm like, "Oh, look at you, girlfriend. You look hot today."
I want to talk about our Instagram comments.
Work it.
I'm gonna
work
talk.
It.
Let's talk about our Instagram comments.
I want to talk about my ass more.
Okay,
just
we're gonna talk about
don't roll over here.
Yeah, let's talk
well,
about.
Let's talk about the
Instagram
comments. So me and Corinne have put up. What is it? Choose one. Like we've gotten ourselves into wedding dresses, whatever. You and Gianna did one.
Yeah. So
the one that I was in, because the one that you and Gianna did has like 1,500 comments. And if I could get back
it's
to
like
every single one of them and rip
now.
Them to shreds, I would. But I'm really doing the best I can with ours because it's not that many. But it's so funny, Corinne, because the people that write nasty comments, when you click their photo, they have like 17 double chins, a total of 2 teeth, and probably like... Fuck animals. And they're commenting that our wedding dresses don't look, they don't fit your body, right?
Yeah.
Like, what, Betty Ann?
Yeah.
I'm going after them. I don't care. I'm going to go
do
right
it.
After them.
Really
I am.
It's like a generation that just feels like they need to
yes.
comment on everyone's
It's
body.
That whole demographic. It's the same exact demographic. It's
yeah.
literally, I feel
yeah.
like 50 to 60. 45 to 60 something.
Facebook.
Maybe
it's
yeah.
not. It's not 45-year-olds.
50.
No.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure
I don't know.
There aren't really
it's
a lot of Gen Xers people. That give a shit about anything.
Yeah, it's a lot
so,
of, like, older...
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, it was, like, literally, like, I was at Poor Jeff the other day, and I had someone come in, and they were literally looking at the dresses. She was looking for
it's
an
boomer.
Occasion dress, and she
Look
was like,
this.
Do fat girls wear this?
She looks like the mother from... What's the train movie?
Oh, wait! from the train. Evan! Yeah, we're talking about you. You gotta come for me, I'm gonna come for you.
I was gonna say, she kind of looks like the garbage lady from The Labyrinth with David Bowie.
I think it's the same person, by the way.
This is the woman that's coming after us, telling me and Corinne that it doesn't look flattering on us and that we're being curvy, you're being kind. This is her. Thank you so much, Cowgirls Rule.
What am I supposed to...
We're using
curvy because that's an industry word.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm... What would you like us to say?
It's just
look at me in my fat dress. Like, I don't understand. Like, how am we supposed to word this?
I don't understand.
This lady looks like a miserable...
Cassidy,
she's a crazy cat lady.
Like, I don't understand.
Hey, sorry. I'm sorry. At least you're a cute, crazy cat lady.
I don't get it.
There's a couple tears.
This lady has
don't put us in the same
900 friggin' kitty litter boxes, and she's like, "Here, kitty, kitty." It's just terrible.
Leah over there crying.
My future.
No, it's definitely not your future, Leah.
Thank God you don't look like that.
Yeah, don't put us in the same
you're a respectable
category.
Cat lady.
I'm sorry. But here's the thing. I don't like to make fun of people.
I do.
No, I mean, she does. But listen, we all have things. Everyone judges everyone no matter what you do. But when you come at me or say things, you open yourself up. I don't care. I don't need to be better than the other person. Because then they'll be like, oh,
Teresa
you
Davis.
Shouldn't do that because that doesn't make you better. That's okay.
There's no high road. We're on the same highway.
Wait,
I'm
Teresa
okay.
Davis.
Exactly.
Corinne wins, but I don't like either. Cassidy needs to know the dress that goes better with her body. I think both could find a prettier dress and fit, though.
I mean, that's not
so
the worst
wrote,
comment,
we
though.
Have more gowns coming up. I wrote, Cassidy looks fine, thanks. Indie girl. 11/2020. The first dress is beautiful. The second dress does not compliment the bride. I go, what does the dress say when it compliments? Like, what are you doing?
She just
fitted dresses are not for you, okay, Sandra? Like, fuck off. And then my favorite one, this. Wait.
Yeah, that is. I know which one you're going for.
Where is she? This is Kirby. That's being conned. I wrote my business one. I wrote LOOK. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do that. My business one. So I wrote, go back to playing words with friend Sherry because you know that's what she does every day.
I've been getting a lot of likes.
She's
on
probably wearing solitaire
on one of the videos. I forget which video it was or who was in it, but someone was like, all the dresses look like underwear. And I literally commented, I was like, wow, you must wear really fancy underwear.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Everyone is liking it. Like,
yeah.
It's going
I mean, like,
crazy.
Like, what the frig, man?
Can you read some of the ones from mine, Gianna?
Yeah, but those,
honestly,
trigger me.
I
because,
really
like,
don't...
that's Gianna's child, and I get really fucking
You should respond to them
that.
Now
but
on the spot.
The thing is that they're not so much coming. They are coming for both of us, but... And we always kind of put ourselves out there. And me and Gianna both understand. Like, Gianna's very
16...
confident and, you know, whatever, in the way that she is. Like, she's okay with that. But
1,600
here's the thing.
Things.
1,600 comments and about 90% of them are negative. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit, I've never been dragged. The lady's like, your mother must hate you.
Oh, my God.
Your mother's jealous of you.
Me commenting?
There's
I
so
she
told
no,
she does.
They have no faces to their... I was,
oh, yeah.
I was getting so overwhelmed. I just wrote so many twats commenting. Holy hell. None of them. A slim looks body...
yeah.
A slim body looks better in them. Let's go to Rosslyn... Nothing. 3 followers and always the dog. Always.
Always the dog.
Always a picture
of their
dogs.
Well, that's because the dog is hotter than they are.
Exactly. And they go, maybe they see the dog, they'll want me.
Don't insult the dog.
Yeah.
Is it a cute
Gilbert,
dog?
Does mom not like her daughter? Her choice doesn't suit her either.
So
this is
much
Jill
of
Taylor.
That.
But it's actually, like, it's nuts because we're asking you, what dress would you pick?
Right.
Would you pick?
Yeah.
It's reading comprehension that they don't have.
Yeah.
That's
someone
the problem.
Someone made a comment about Gianna's... Oh, they said the daughter looks older than the mother.
Yeah,
and I was like, nobody
I hate when
asked
they comment
you
those.
How old she looked. We asked you if you liked the dress or not.
Yeah, I hate when they comment that.
I mean,
listen,
one, I
get
one
is
it.
Not flattering on you at all. This is Juliet. Hold on. Julianne Davidson. Again.
What is
like,
it
like,
around
these,
her neck?
Like, if Naomi Campbell was writing, like, honey, like,
I'll take an insult from Naomi Campbell any day
I'll
of the
week. I'll take an insult, but from Julianne Davidson, like, fuck yourself. Fuck.
I love, like, just going back at these people.
But
like, nothing gives me more joy, but this one really...
It's, you know
this
what?
One was a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Because I feel like it's, like... It's
we
you
were
and
just
your girl.
Like me and Gianna. Remember, we said it when we were doing it. Like, let's do like a fitted dress, and we'll do like a ball. You know, like two dresses.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you next time. I'm doing two fitteds. Me and Gianna already talked about this. We're doing two fitteds, and then we're gonna do two ball gowns, the prettiest ball gowns in the store, and see what these whores have to say.
Oh, wait. Yeah. FedEx girl and the GSD mom. Do you hate your daughter? Why do you want her to be a big sausage? I'm team for my love her choice for
a
sure.
A big sausage
again. the dog. All the fucking dogs.
And it's always German Shepherds, too.
What are the odds of that?
It's always German Shepherds. It's never, like, something cute. Look like. I mean, well, I do like a German Shepherd.
Show your face.
Show me. Send me a photo of you.
Here's the thing. Nobody wants to be judged. Everyone's got something to say, but nobody wants you to say something to them.
And the internet has made it way too easy for these people to just go on and say whatever they want.
Looking at these now, there are comments of people like, choice number one, choice number two. They're all like, wait, what?
Yo, continue, go.
Wait, were you talking?
No.
I can't hear you with these fucking things that you made us wear.
I said
all I can hear is myself, so of course I'm going to talk.
Is this thing on?
Cassidy with her cleansing drink.
I can't really hear Cassidy that well.
No, this is my. I have a. That's my Hashimoto's. Don't talk to me about that.
You have that?
Yeah, I got tested for that. Thyroid issues.
Oh, I got tested for that because of my eyes.
I'm very inflamed.
Oh,
wait. Go ahead, Leah. Talk. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Leah.
I didn't hear because I'm sound very loud right now.
I need to hear what both of you are gonna say. Go on.
I forget what I was saying.
Fuck it.
I think what I was saying is, if you look at all these comments and you click them, they're all those older women that grew up with like trim spa and like all that bullshit. All the other people, like, they aren't like, choice number two, choice number one, choice number two. Mm-hmm. It's really all the older, like, miserable bitches who, like, you know, are just
sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
Is he dead?
I hope not. Dance to the music. Open clap. Anyway, Leah, what were you going to say?
I genuinely forget what I was going
to
say now.
There I didn't so mean to cut you off. I just can't hear anyone but myself.
I know you don't do it intentionally.
Never. No. Okay, anyway. So,
that's her story and she's
talking
sticking
about
to
something
it.
Come about some like angry old cunts, you know. That's
yeah, come for us and I'm going to come for you and your kids.
Because, right, anyway. I mean, if you're already coming for our kids.
Yeah, just like if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I don't understand why people don't follow that rule.
Right.
Listen.
You know, it's already a lot to put yourself out in the open and, you know, we want to show off these beautiful dresses. And then it's like nerve-wracking because we're like, what the fuck are these people going to say now?
Well, also, thank God we don't care.
Well, yes, we don't care. But like... I do want to bring this to like a serious place for a second.
I got to put my serious face on.
No, what I was gonna say is that like as a whole, let's say just as a country, because let's not even go into like a nation.
We're getting
deep here.
Uh-oh. Wait, isn't a country and a nation the same thing?
Yeah.
I was gonna say the same.
I meant the world.
Globally.
I meant globally. Sorry.
Right, we're not going globally. We're just going nationwide.
Like, let's just focus on the country and not like the whole world. Okay. So. It's like, we'll be like, oh, we're size inclusive. We're making so many, like, moves into, like, a positive direction. But then when you look at how many people, like, if you have 1,700 comments and 90% of them are negative, that means that if you use that, like, as the country, so yeah, only 10% of the people in the country are like, hey, we're all in for, like, size inclusivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That still means that 90% of the people are like, you're a big fatty.
I know.
Yeah, and but those curvy, people are not. What's wrong with you?
But those people. But the thing that kills me is the women that are commenting that are also curvy.
It's mostly.
They're projecting.
I wish you could see the stats. It's mostly females on our page. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 5% men. And like.
Because men.
I'm saying that like all those people that are commenting are all women. So whatever happens, like the fix your crown. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't knock it off. Why are you trying to be like that?
Because they're miserable. Look at her. If you looked like that bitch, would you be miserable?
They really are jealous. They're like, look at these two beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
I call myself a girl. Look at these two. No, a woman.
You can.
These two beautiful women standing in front of us. You know, and yeah, they're just out there just wearing whatever the hell they want. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to walk around in a muumuu.
But it's But it's also not like the things that you're wearing are bad. Like, that's the crazy thing that gets me. It's like, you're wearing a beautiful, like, bridal gown.
We looked really good in those wedding dresses.
What?
We looked good in those.
You looked so good in them. So, I don't
even
understand.
Even the fitted one, I don't even hate. Like, I think that dress is a pretty dress.
Yeah. It's like, if you have any sort of curve, that's it. They come at you in the comments. And it's just like, I don't know. I hate to watch it because I all know that I struggle with that myself and like insecurities. I hate seeing, you know, the people that I love being knocked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like to see that. So it's like it really triggers me because just shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, if you say something nice about the person you're seeing. You know?
It triggers me when it goes, I don't care about me. And I love you, Krim, but I don't care what people say. But Gianna, like, I don't like that. Well, I don't let like, them talk shit baby. About you, you well, tramp. You know, I know me and you could handle it, but when little Gianna, like, and I know you say she can handle it too, but that's my little Gianna.
No, I agree. You know I don't like when they come for Gianna. It does something to my brain. You know what I mean, and it's hard too because as a mom, and I know Gianna is an adult now because she's over the age of 18, and I get
that. She's our baby.
But I'm definitely putting my, I know, like, does that make me a bad mother? I know that I'm putting my daughter on the internet. I mean, she's obviously aware. Again, she's an adult consenting. But I know that I'm setting her up to be like, for these people to say something because they've said it to me. And the thing is that, you know what? In the back of my head, I think, you know what? I've raised my daughter. Like, she takes it better than I do.
Yeah, because you raised her the right way to not give a fuck what these people are
exactly
saying. And she's stronger than most of us.
She really is.
Because she knows that's not how you need to conduct yourself. She literally walks around
unapologetic.
She does. She's a powerful force when she walks through. Like, yeah, she's like, she's very radiant, that girl.
Yeah, she's radiant.
And she's the best babysitter ever. And we love you, Jana.
We love you, Jana.
All right, yeah, so that was my rant for the day. I was thinking about that last week when I wasn't here.
Cassidy just scrolling through the comments.
Oh, my God, raged.
There'll be more, because there's plenty. We have another one, and then me and Gianna are going to do some... I know, because we have to. I was like, Gianna, maybe we could get like three.
And you know, at the end of the day, it's only helping our algorithm. So
thanks a lot, ladies.
No, literally, we'll take it. And if you want to follow us to see more things you hate, just give us a little follow. You might as well. You know what I mean? But I think it's just.
I wish they'd listen to the podcast at least.
I know.
Give us some feedback. I mean, we'll fight right with you live.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Can you imagine? Sherry Wilson, call in next week.
And not for nothing, but how do you know that, like, what you're saying to someone, like, on Instagram, like, in one of the posts, like, how do you know that, like, we're, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, strong enough to handle those comments? Like, what if we went home and was like, oh, my God, I'm going to, like, just
crawl into a hole. Exactly. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know, like, what words can really...
Just pick the dress that you like. That's all we're asking.
It's for them to pick the dress that they would wear.
We're not asking for your opinion.
And we're showing them that, like, you don't have to hide your body. You don't have to go on Ozempic to be loved and appreciated and beautiful. So,
and then I think, too, I'm like, what if you said that to an actual bride? But I feel like it just shows everyone that it's like... I just don't think they like curves and clothes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's pop. And also, too, I know we were talking about the country. Well, I was talking about the country thing. A lot of these people, it's hitting other countries. We've gotten, I mean, no like offense to like France, but like we've gotten a lot of hate from France, from Italy. And I'm Italian. I'm one of you. Yeah. Why are you hating on me?
I don't know.
There's a lot of chunky Italians. What is going on?
Right?
Translations are wild.
Eat meatballs all day.
Remember that one, we were like, where is this? And then we were translating, it was Italian. And we were like, oh my God, they were terrible.
Like ripping you apart.
Ripping.
Yeah. I think we've even gotten some weird,
we definitely got to show more dresses.
We got some weird Dutch ones too.
Dutch?
Speaking of dresses,
I don't know.
Speaking of dresses, have we gotten any new ones in?
Not
that
yet.
We can showcase?
June, the end of June and July.
Yeah, there's only like one brand new one right now.
Who is
it? Essence.
That's what's
coming
in.
It's a glitter bomb. I'll show you. It's back
there. Probably won't be until the fall.
We were going to try to film it on once.
It doesn't have a name.
Oh, it's always like D something.
Yeah.
Essence dresses.
I want to call it like the Sparkle Queen.
Yeah.
No, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
What's a very sparkly princess?
What's the name of that?
It's called just call her Trolls.
Name her Aurora.
Oh,
I don't even know if Aurora would wear pink. No, it's
not.
Aurora
did
not wear a sparkly dress in Sleeping Beauty,
but she wore pink.
Her dress was like satin and it was gorgeous.
Yeah, she's classic timeless.
But it was like pink satin. Hello.
That's why she's my favorite. What?
Duh.
Pink? Yes.
Pink. Her thing was pink. I don't know if Cinderella. I guess I feel like if Cinderella was Cinderella-ing in a wedding dress, I think it was probably like a bluish, pinkish.
Wait a second.
Blue sparkle tool.
Your person, Cassidy, can you pull up the... Did you ever see the cartoons of the plus-size princesses? Can you pull it up, plus size Disney princesses, and see if you can get the cartoon up there?
Oh, they took the Disney ones and they made them plus size?
They made them like plus size. It's the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
Aww. Well, I typed this in and it's just the Disney...
Did you get porn?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Unfortunately.
What?
Okay.
No, I don't see it.
Oh, God. This I'm scared.
All right, I'll find it. I'll find it this week, and we'll talk about it next week.
I saw someone who made all of her bridesmaids dress up as Disney princesses and go to Disney for her bachelorette party, but that is nor here nor there.
Okay.
We can talk about
Disney
that.
Brides?
All right.
Wait.
Okay.
Back up. Disney brides meaning I'm getting married at Disney World or just the whole princess?
Meaning like I want a thing. And like I can't.
Disney
themed
wedding.
I get a lot of Disney brides. Yes. I get
really?
a lot.
Well, not for nothing, girls, but Disney is a pretty freaking big thing.
Yeah.
People no, it
Disney.
Is a big thing.
A lot of people get engaged there.
Yeah.
My cousin got married in Cinderella's castle.
But yeah. When is
I also
it,
heard
like,
something interesting about Disney.
Cheesy. There's a classy way to do it, and there's a way to do it that it's like...
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl that was our bride years ago. I can't think of her name all of a sudden. Oh, my God. It'll come to me. Such a sweet girl. She got married at Disney World, and I have to say, her... pictures, wow, like
those photos are gorgeous.
So oh my God, like she literally looked the part. Mm-hmm. I remember she had sleeves put on her dress.
Oh,
like
God,
a whole
I chills
why can't I
that.
Think of her name all of a sudden, sorry girl, if
Disney adults.
There's also
it's
another
thing.
One
it's
as
a
well
thing. It's like a cult.
My best friend it's is a thing. Disney adult. We love her though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like sometimes you just have to accept those
okay,
things.
I don't want to say anything bad about
it. Doesn't
it
need to be all over your house.
Can I say, here's the thing about Disney adults is like they just have this like pureness and lightness about them. Like they're just, I feel like they're just happy-go-lucky. Like that's how I would describe my friend.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Gia disagrees. By
I
the
don't
way.
Know if they're
no,
all
I
her
see,
face.
I well, you do not like Disney adults.
I am aware of a handful of Disney adults, and I only maybe know like. Two of them that are, you know what, it's not my thing. I think a lot of them can be a little, but again, it's not my thing. I think it's a different kind of personality. I think it stems a lot from like, usually I feel like if you were like a theater kid, and I've beefed with a handful of theater kids from high school, but
Gia was beating them up on the
side. I wasn't. They loved me, but I just
I have to say,
like
did
them.
You say I loved me?
No, they loved me.
Oh, well,
I'm
that's weird.
I
that's a whole other.
To, I used
tale.
To not like.
Yeah,
and I used to judge them hardcore, but I'm in remission.
I'm in remission.
Okay with them.
I don't want to remiss
because I've met a lot of great couples who are Disney couples, and it's fine. And you know what? Now that I have a kid, and I'm like really like the magic of Disney.
It's the magic.
You
of
becoming
Disney.
A Disney adult.
I mean, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? But like, I've seen some shit. You know.
Yeah. I just think that like anything that you do, any theme that's over the top is just that. It's just over the top. So like, if you it doesn't
like
have to be Disney. It could be Star Wars. It could be Star Trek. It could be I don't know Looney Tunes. Whatever the hell it is.
Themes,
but
I don't like
if I walk into your house and your whole house is like themed like that. It's just
like
to me, it's just does something to my brain.
My
like, hey, it's your home.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know. When I think of my friend, it's not like. Everything is decorated like that, but it is a topic of conversation. It's a trip she goes on every year. Like it's like her safe space.
That's okay. I'm talking about like you walk someone's house and they like you go in their bathroom and you're like, oh look, there's a Disney shower curtain, and then there's a just Disney soap dispenser, and then their walls are all Disney pictures, and you're like, wait, who lives here? Like
I think surface level, it looks very strange, but I feel like the way that you two are like describing it, it's like. At the end of the day, they are adult human beings. You know what I mean? They're, I mean, they're people.
Them,
then you get
to
know
what
them.
They love.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I think I just don't understand
you,
the passion.
For me, it's like overwhelming.
Right. Like,
for really
it's not, like meth. You know.
True.
I mean, there you go.
You never know.
Honestly, Disney over meth. You know what
Disney
I mean?
Disney over meth all day. Mickey
just say
over
no
meth.
To drugs.
Mickey over
Mickey
meth.
Over meth.
That's our. That's gonna be
that's
the
our campaign.
Episode. Mickey over meth.
That's what we're running on.
I don't know where we. I don't know where I came up with that. I don't like theme weddings to begin with.
Yeah.
No. I like a black and white is. I don't consider a theme. I don't consider black and white a theme. I consider it like a vibe. Mm. Themes are like.
Give us another theme.
Like that I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen like Halloween weddings.
Okay.
Which like if you want to do touches of that, that's fine. I mean. You know, like even like a garden party. Like I'm not like it's
but
just
a garden
like weird
party
to me,
is
you know?
So like
again, I feel like
not
it's like an
specific.
Aesthetic.
I feel like you're talking about like you said, like Disney, Star Wars.
Star
people have Star Wars weddings.
I just
but
I'm not.
Some people just go all out.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
If you want to do, oh my God! If you want to do like different, if you want to throw in like some touches of that here and there, that's fine. You know what I mean? But like. Full-blown themed
I don't
like,
know
it's just not like there's like children's first birthday parties have themes you know like I feel like
We're doing a masquerade for Sam's Sweet 16.
See, that's we're doing a murder and that's a mystery for her wedding.
You know, I was just about to say that. I was like, a terrible theme would just be murder mystery. How embarrassing.
A murder mystery dinner theater show.
It's a dinner theater show.
Yeah.
I also would like to wear a top hat at one point.
With your Rolex watch, engagement watch.
I can't wait for my Rolex. Yeah. Maybe like maybe a little AP or something either. I'll take either one. Iced out.
A little what?
AP.
What's that?
It's also because I'm embroiled. It's basically like a Rolex, but it's another like fine watch. And they call it, if you get like a full like iced out, like all diamonds all over, the whole thing, they call it an AP bust down. Anyways,
what the fuck?
I'm white. I need to go. I'm sitting already.
What the hell? AP bust down? What the fuck is going on today?
I'll show you a photo of
it. She came back from Florida, changed woman.
No, I know these things, but I just...
She does know a lot. We talked about it last week because she's a genius.
Anything else, guys? What else is going on? Any other topics of discussion?
No, I mean, I thought the topics today were pretty good.
Yeah. I think we really kind of hammered into it, but... I'm excited. What? You look like you're smirking over there.
I am. I'm just smiling. I'm sorry. She's thrilled. God forbid I be happy for once in my life. What the fuck is wrong with Corinne? She's smiling.
She's like, wow, what's going on over there? Corinne has a smile on her face. That's weird.
I don't trust happy people.
Well, you won't find any here, so we're fine.
All right, chicken tire then.
Yeah, literally.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
My fake is my reel that's going viral on Cassidy Coordinates, Cassidy underscore Coordinates. It's my funny reel that I did because I'm brilliantly, geniusly humor, and it's fabulous. I have 4.6 million views, and it keeps getting higher and higher. I feel like a Kardashian. Every time I open up my Instagram, there's like 100 likes, and like it's insane. Yeah, I have 300 something followers.
Nice.
Wow.
Thanks, babe.
That's awesome.
You got more?
Yeah. Yeah.
Slay.
So I'm going to do a little, hey, bitches, but I don't want to be like that. Like, oh, all these new followers. Let me reintroduce myself. I got to think of something different. So I want it to be like funny and not like
a funny skit.
Not like a portrait. Not like a fucking headshot of me. Like fuck
no.
Off. No one wants to see that shit. No one wants to see that shit.
You need
shit
like
anymore.
A sitcom.
Something.
Like, hey.
Yeah. Anyway. And my tired. I don't know. I'm tired that I was not here last week. It was really, like, that really bothered me.
Oh.
I said I look forward to this day. And, like, what happened? Rob had a stomach thing. Then I got it. Then Scarlett got it. And it wasn't even, like, the whole day. Like, I felt better, like, towards it. But I didn't want you guys getting it. So I was like, let me just take
this. Yeah, thanks for sparing us.
Yeah, so. So you're welcome, everybody.
We have enough stomach problems around here.
You're a saint, thanks.
Sick and tired,
we do have enough stomach problems around here. Really?
My thick is that I didn't get sunburned while I was in Florida. I am like...
Yeah, you don't even look like you went. Sorry.
No. I don't... Well, I don't get tan. Even if I got burnt, I wouldn't have a tan.
But, like, you don't even look that red.
I just scratched myself.
Oh.
I got a little itchy.
So self-inflicted.
But then. I was slathered in sunscreen. Okay. It was UV 11. It was 95 degrees out the whole time.
Wow.
I hate the heat, but I'm thick on the fact that I wasn't sunburned because I would have been miserable.
Yeah. Sunburn fucks things up.
I'm tired of people not having basic safety tactics.
Oh.
Because, yes, really.
Can you give us a quick example of what you mean?
A fucking weird tire, Gia.
Yeah. So I'm a super, super, super paranoid person.
Really?
I'm super paranoid. Like, I will leave a supermarket on the drop of a hat because I think someone's following me.
Okay.
Like,
that's okay. I'll give you that.
They won't be. I will
oh,
have
no,
seen
I've
them.
I've had that happen to me before.
See?
Over in meat farms. I thought I was going to be sex traffic.
Always
okay,
meat
so
farms.
So be careful.
Yes. Yeah. So the thing is, when I was in Florida, we were at a pool. We were literally our last day. We have a couple hours before we have to leave to the airport. This woman comes up to us. I'm literally like sleeping. So I got a little day bed at this pool because you can get like little day passes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got a day bed. I'm knocked out. My friend Alexa is next to me. She's just texting away. And then all of a sudden I hear a little southern accent. Hi, girls. I have a really weird question for you.
Oh, she definitely wants your kidney.
Exactly. And then she was like, you know, I just finished up a girls' trip. Do you guys want any of the leftover drinks we have? And literally as she's asking us, like, are you guys over 21? Are you alcohol drinkers? Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I have a sentence in my head. Oh, no, we're about to leave for lunch, but thank you. Like, whatever. Hope you had a good trip, girl. My friend literally... Before I could even open my mouth, she goes, yeah, sure.
You're like dummy.
Me literally texting my sister, check my location every 45 minutes. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
You wake up I'm in Florida.
With no
exactly.
liver.
And it's always, exactly. It's always really nice people who have to garner your trust. And yes, imagine she thought it was our first day there and then we saw her the second day. If we did have another day and then we see her.
I'd be good at that.
That's 100% sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. I know it all. And she literally just accepted it so quick. And she's like, well, I'm not going to drink it, but you want it? I said, no, I don't want this. I'm not drinking it. And the lady handed us a half drink.
Why would she give you a half drink?
Half drink bottle of Absolut. Like raspberry, and I don't drink raspberry alcohol. Bad memories.
Oh God, same.
But don't even get me started.
Oneonta with the raspberry.
Oh my God, yes, the A Boogie with a Hoodie concert. Yes.
Oh my God.
Don't even get me started. Me with a man from Iceland drinking raspberry Smirnoff off the floor.
That was a traumatic night.
But aside from that, a half drink bottle of Absolut, a water bottle of her own personal mixer, and then she goes, and look, this one's sealed, a lemonade. And I go, Alexa, why did you take that? And she's like,
that's really weird, Gia.
I know. And she was like,
if you're listening to this right now,
your friend needs to learn a lesson.
You're telling me.
Did you tell her afterwards, like, what the hell's wrong with you?
No, because you're 25 years old. You should know basic safety tactics. If you get sex trafficked, that's on you. But she wasn't going to drink it because she's barely a drinker.
Why'd she even take it to begin with?
Exactly. Basically. So I said, no, I have to throw this out because what if I leave it at the hotel? And then they find, I don't know. Because you're not allowed to have outside drink and stuff. All right. So people need basic safety tactics. Everyone is trying to sex traffic you.
That's why I stay fat.
All right, Leah, what's your story?
So wild.
Just saying.
That threw me from my thick and tired. Well.
What was my fucking tired?
That I wasn't here last week because of a stomach virus. The bitch is like in Florida getting... Anyway, go ahead, babe.
Okay, so I'm thick this week on the fact that we're dealing with the whole car dilemma still. But I do have a rental.
Oh, thank God.
Finally. Yes. So now my rental is actually better than my actual car.
Ooh, oh, what is it?
It's a Nissan Altima.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
It's not like crazy, like
no, it's
crazy
all right.
Thing, I like a Nissan, though.
It was, I got in and I was like, oh, wait, this is kind of nice. I have the push to start. So I don't have to, like, carry my keys on me at all times. Like, I just latch it onto my bag. So I do like the car. I'm just, like, the whole situation, I'm tired of insurance because, for one, the pricing has gone up so much this year because of supplies have gotten more expensive. But they raised everything 34%. So I don't understand how that correlates. And they're fighting me so much. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but they're telling me that I have to collect the money that they're estimating, but the guy who's working on the car was like, it's going to be thousands more than what they're estimating. So they're telling me, oh, just take the $1,500 that we're offering you, but then what? Am I responsible for the rest?
I think that's how that works, right?
I have no idea.
Rob, yeah, because you don't have a person, so they're saying.
Did
the insurance company send you someplace to take pictures?
They made me take the pictures, but they're supposed to be in contact with the auto body shop.
Yeah. And I think it's because a lot of people scam the system. That's probably
why they
do that.
My car, see, so I knew the person who hit me. Like, he stayed there on scene, so it went through his insurance. $10,000 worth of damage is my car.
It's insane.
It's fucking crazy. So that's your tired.
When she got hit? When you just got hit?
Yeah.
Really?
Because my whole frame cracked.
My frame cracked, too.
So it was, like, a lot more damage than, you know.
Yeah, because that's a whole piece you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's insane.
It's been like the biggest headache. I'll probably be fucking tired about it next week too.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it.
We'll be here listening to you.
I'll keep you updated with the dilemma.
Is that also your thick and tired?
Well, I'm thick on getting the rental car.
Got
I'm
it.
Tired
yeah,
of the
that
fucking
was tired of the bullshit.
I'm next.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Well, the fuck else is it?
I don't know. I was just looking. All right. So I'm thick on the fact that I rearranged my office.
Yes,
week.
And it looks fabulous.
Yeah.
So cute.
So I needed like new energy and to like switch things around and like shuffle things up. So I rearranged my office and I'm still kind of like, I have to live with it because my desk is in a weird spot and the room kind of slants a little bit. So I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm sitting a little
a-kilter.
I'm a little off. So, I don't know, but that's really great.
Yeah.
And then my other thing was that I'm like, okay, so it's time to do the tan can.
Mm.
I was like, the time has come. I'm too pale. I don't get tan, so I have to use it. I use the Bondi, whatever the hell you want to call it, sands. It's great.
It's great.
But no, I was a little splotchy, so now I'm like, damn it. I always do such a great job, and I try to do it fast. you can't. Just gotta take your time.
I also got patches.
I don't know if you can see.
It's always over there. It's always the elbow, the forearm.
No, I think it looks fine because I went around with my bronzer and was like trying to fix my skin. So later when I take a shower, this is all gonna go away.
I hate doing the tan. Yeah. I always feel like I smell like a chicken nugget.
I fucking love chicken nuggets.
What, you got a hankering? Smell me.
I never smell my tan. I
lay there in bed, like, soaking in the shit, and I'm just like, I smell, like, it just smells like chemicals.
Yeah,
like,
no, it does.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the best smelling stuff. If you go and get a spray, actual spray tan. The Chanel helps, though.
The Chanel helps, though.
Excuse me, bougie lady, that I need a table. I'm never going to go to the Hamptons and
I don't want to stand, because my fat ass doesn't want to stand. That's why. I'm not fucking standing.
No, I mean, I'm
sitting my ass down on the couch.
What kind of perfume do you wear?
Couch.
Couch?
I used to wear, on a couch.
What the hell is that?
I used to wear Stella by Stella McCartney, best perfume ever, but it got discontinued. Now I wear Chloe. But honestly, there's a bottle on sale on eBay for, I might buy it because I loved it so much.
How much is it? You gotta buy it off eBay.
Something.
Oh, they don't make it.
Yeah, it's so sad because it was the best smell ever.
Really?
Why do I smell good right now?
Oh, I can't smell you from here.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Nice. That's it.
Hopefully, next week I'll be here. No.
Maybe next week I'll have a better tan.
Well, I'll be here. We'll be tan next week.
Yep, my tits will be out again.
I can't wait.
You're inspiring me to want to wear more cleavage.
Yeah, do it. Why not? Fuck it.
I always feel that way. But
anyway, all right. You got prom to go to. So until next week,
see you next Tuesday.
Except for you, Mary Davidson. Let's get it.